Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. You know, some of these podcasts are kind of lighthearted. Some are theological, deal with our Christian faith in particular or other faiths. And some just dive into the deep end and ask for all kinds of trouble. This is one of those podcasts that dives into the deep end and will ask for all kinds of trouble. So here we go. Buckle up. Christian nationalism is the topic today. Why? Because I'm finding it being talked about in our culture more and more these days, particularly being talked about as one of the greatest threats to our society. One of the greatest threats to our democracy is Christian nationalism, so it is said. So we want to go examine it, see what it is, if it can be defined. I'm not sure that it can be defined easily or well or accurately, but let's try to wrap our arms around it and see how it's being used in our culture. Do I consider myself a Christian nationalist? Well, I would say it is dangerous for us to call ourselves by that term because of how it's being used in our culture. I certainly consider myself a Christian, absolutely 100%. I certainly consider myself to be someone who loves our nation, the United States of America. I believe it is a gift of God to us, one of the God's greatest gifts to us, that we live in the greatest nation that has ever existed in the history of the world. And so I love our country. So I got my red shirt on just to prove it, as if somehow that token proves it, I suppose. But in any case, I wouldn't call myself a Christian nationalist because of the way that term's being used in our culture. So let's take a look. First of all, some beliefs that I believe are very much fringe in our society that are dangerous, but fringe, and therefore not an extreme danger to our country, that supposedly Christian nationalists hold. So supposedly, according to a USA Today article recently read, that Christian nationalists have a vision of America that includes only Christian, straight, white, cisgender people. Well, if that's what a Christian nationalist is, I certainly disagree with it. And America has certainly never been a nation of only Christian, straight, white, cisgender people. Since day one, it has never been that. So certainly I would reject that along with everyone in the history of the United States. Apparently there are some fringe people who believe that today, and we would reject that. I've also read about a guy named Stephen Wolfe, who is apparently an advocate of Christian nationalism, and supposedly he advocates for banishing and jailing heretics. In other words, that the government should get involved with the theological views and positions of people and banish and jail heretics. Now, except for the Salem witch trials and maybe one or two other times throughout history, the United States has never done that. That's never been part of the United States, and I hope never will be. So that I would definitely reject. Stephen Wolfe also advocates that only male heads of households vote. Now, I believe that that was the case at sometimes in our history in the past. However, that is definitely not the case today, and I would certainly not advocate that. I don't think that's necessarily a Christian position, that only male heads of households vote. So in other words, there are these positions out there held by so-called Christian nationalists that are positions which I would differ with. I presume you would differ with. I think 99.9% of Americans would differ with. So to say that these positions are somehow going to be a threat to the United States, or maybe the biggest threat to the United States, seems to me to be a little bit off base. Nevertheless, there are positions which we would disagree with. Now, I want to take a look at a Time.com article that I found recently, and it is entitled "The Christian Nationalism of Speaker Mike Johnson." So some of you may know that Mike Johnson is now the Speaker of the House of Representatives. At least he is today. There's always these moves, it seems, recently to be getting rid of the Speaker of the House. I don't know how helpful they are, but in any case, he is the Speaker of the House as I'm recording this, Mike Johnson. And when he became Speaker of the House, there was this outcry about him. And I want to take a look at some of the positions that he's held and see, and the claim is made, he is a Christian nationalist and he's a danger to our society. So let's take a look at some of these things that were in this Time.com article and see what you think of them. Time.com says that Mike Johnson shared this when he became Speaker of the House. He said, quote, "I don't believe there are any coincidences. I believe that Scripture, the Bible, is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He has raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe that God has ordained and allowed us to be brought here to this specific moment in time." I can't believe he said that. Well, actually, that is, well, it's not directly word for word out of Scripture, but it is definitely what Scripture says. And Paul says in Romans 13, when Nero was the emperor of the Roman Empire, that God is the one who raises up those in authority. So God raised up Nero, Paul believed, and Nero was a horrible emperor. If God raised up Nero, certainly God raised up Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson would say and believe that God raised up President Biden as well, because that's what the Scripture says, that God raises up those in authority, and they serve him and are accountable to him. So I don't sense any particular danger in Mike Johnson believing that he's raised up by God and is accountable to God. I would hope that all of our leaders wish that all of our leaders believe they were accountable to God. Well, anyway, I'm not too concerned about a person who believes that being in power. I think that's a good thing, particularly if he's accountable to God as well. All right, let's take a look at what else Mike Johnson has said. Speaker Johnson, Time.com says, has explicitly embraced the idea that the United States was founded upon particular Christian principles. Ooh. Claiming in 2016, quote, "You know, we don't live in a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. And the founders set that up because they followed the biblical admonition on what a civil society is supposed to look like." Oh, well, if that's a Christian nationalist, then count me in. So, in other words, what's happening is here, just in these two quotes, is Mike Johnson is being called a Christian nationalist and then being lumped in with those potentially who believe that the government should be jailing heretics. Well, Mike Johnson doesn't believe that. So, in other words, the term Christian nationalist is being used to bash people with whom, in those two quotes, I particularly agree. In the same interview, Mike Johnson reiterated his belief that the separation of church and state is not a constitutional principle. Well, guess what? The separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. Newsflash. So again, he's being called a Christian nationalist and being bashed for that, when in fact, he's just simply stating the truth. Mike Johnson, quote, unquote, "Over the last 60 or 70 years, our generation has been convinced that there is a separation of church and state. Most people think that this is part of the Constitution, but it's not," unquote. Well, he's right. What's the problem with that? Another quote from Mike Johnson, 2022, quote, "The founders wanted to protect the church from an encroaching state, not the other way around," said Johnson. Well, that's precisely the case. The separation of church and state was in a letter that President Thomas Jefferson wrote to the Baptist Association in Connecticut, telling them that the government would not outlaw their way of faith, their way of practicing their religion in their life, that the government would never encroach upon the church. The church, on the other hand, can encroach upon the government in the sense that the church is like a prophet. We as Christians should be prophets to our government and should speak God's word to those in power. So the church should influence the government, but the government should not influence the church. That's what the separation of church and state meant to Thomas Jefferson. And that's what the Constitution means as well, although the Constitution does not have the word separation of church and state. Well, you could go on and on here with Time.com's alarms about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, Time.com says, believes in traditionalist social arrangements. In other words, the marriage of one man and one woman for life, that is what marriage is. Well, up until President Obama's first term, that's what the president believed as well. That's what the whole world believed. Why is that a problem? Mike Johnson believes in authoritarian social control. Well, now, if he believes in authoritarian social control, that's a problem. Let's dive into their paragraph there and What they say is Mike Johnson questions the results of the 2020 election. Well, guess what? Many people even today question the results of the election, for instance, between JFK and Richard Nixon in 1960, believing that the election was stolen from Richard Nixon in Chicago by the Chicago political machine. Does that make you a person who wants authoritarian social control? I don't think so. Other elections, if you look back in history of the United States, were questioned because they were so close. So to question the election in 2020, in my opinion, does not mean that you want authoritarian social control and want to get rid of our republic. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. And finally, Time Magazine, Time.com says that Mike Johnson is a racist, basically, that he's characterized by strong racial boundaries around national identity, that it could be termed white Christian nationalism. Well, why do they say that about Mike Johnson? Well, because Mike Johnson supported some of the laws enacted in Florida because the students in Florida and students around the country are being taught things about race that I believe, Mike Johnson believes, are wrong. That blacks are not victims in every case, that whites are not oppressors in every case, because Mike Johnson was opposed to teaching those sorts of things, that blacks are always victims, that whites are always oppressors, then he's considered a racist by Time.com. And Time.com continues on and on. I don't want to beat a dead horse here. You get the idea. So the point I'm making about this, a couple of points about Christian nationalism, just to summarize, make sure it's clear. Number one, I would not want to call myself a Christian nationalist because of the negative connotations in our society regarding, quote, Christian nationalism. Some Christian nationalists who claim that mantle or who are called Christian nationalists believe things that I disagree with. It would be my sense that those people are on the fringe of our society, need to be called out, but are certainly not the most dangerous part of our society, certainly not the people that are most endangering our republic. Second, encourage us to understand that when somebody's called a Christian nationalist, we need to ask questions about that. We need to say, well, now, hold on a minute. Let's not just call names. Name calling is the last refuge of people who don't have the arguments to win the debate. So let's not just call names. What do you mean by Christian nationalist? What do you mean, for instance, that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, is a Christian nationalist? If by that you mean that he believes that the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, well, my friend, it's not. If by calling him a Christian nationalist, you mean that he believes that those in authority were put there by God for a reason and are accountable to God, well, guess what? We believe that too as Christians. And on we could go. So I hope that helps you understand some things about Christian nationalism. I hope that you who are listening are strong Christians, trust in Jesus for eternal life. Our Christian faith is the most important thing of our lives. Eternity is far longer than our experience here on earth. And I hope that those of you listening also love the United States, believe that the United States is a gift of God to us, love our nation, and want to preserve the things that have been handed down to us. Our nation is not perfect. We've gone over this in previous podcasts before. No nation is perfect. We're made up right now of over 300 million sinners. And yet, all things considered, our nation has been a nation, a force for good, in many, many cases around the world and here at home. And so we want to give thanks to God for our nation and continue to, as Christians, strive to make it better using the gifts we've been given, the gift of the ability to vote, the ability to persuade neighbors and friends in their voting patterns, running for office ourselves, that we might see that our nation continues to flourish, make this nation as great as we can. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. We want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the podcast, some of the thoughts you might have about Christian nationalism, things I should be considering and learning from. Love to learn from you as well as talk on the podcast. Want to encourage you to remember as we close that those who hope in the Lord will fly on wings like eagles. Eagles, of course, being the national bird of the United States. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.